What's up, gamers?
It's Grand Gaming Ian with the Gamer with episode 2. I know we've gotten your emails, we've gotten your everything that you've sent us. We buckled and we're making an episode 2, right, guys? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, I am back with my main two fellows, Kirk the Bye Guy.
What's up?
Who's currently choking, and yeah. Cade, Jarl Vyndel. Cade.
Hello.
Of course.
Unfortunately, Max, the note-eared boy, couldn't be with us today.
Those are two very different words.
Sorry, I got my tongue twisted, you know how it is. But yeah, he's in the void, just kind of floating in there, you know. He's non-existent right now. He's still alive, don't worry about that. But yeah, we're going to be talking about our favorite heroes. And
Not just heroes.
Well, yeah, superheroes, heroes. Top 5
book characters.
Well, I mean,
most of them are probably heroes.
Most of them.
Yeah. No doubt.
But yeah. So, Kirk, you want to kick it off?
I will gladly kick it off. With my broken ankle. All right.
What broken ankle?
Okay, sorry. It's sprained. All right. With my first character, it's actually one of my newer characters I've been introduced to. I found out about her while scrolling YouTube, and it was Comicstorian who first introduced me to the unbelievable Gwenpool.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I love her. Like, love straight her. Up. She's adorable.
I mean, you are bi, so you're allowed.
Are you Love is not for anyone else.
Nope, just you, Kirk.
Yep, just me. Okay. But yeah, no, I love her. She's this right mix of, like, you do good. it's one of those days. It's where she's, like, this right mix of funny ha-ha.
Funny ha-ha.
And just, like, actual existential dread. Because she is living the life that...
Literally.
Yes. She is literally living a life. Well, she's living a life that... a lot of people would really want.
Uh-huh.
I've thought about getting absorbed into my comic books.
Of course.
And then just turning into a superhero. And she has to deal with that. Unfortunately, she also has to deal with the existential dread that causes.
Oof.
Which Oof. Is big no bueno. And it's real nice. And that's like a big part of her character arc that just...
She's a god to them.
She kind of is.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's also specifically the unbelievable Gwenpool I like. I do like Gwenpool Strikes Back, but it's more for, like, Deadpool-esque reasons that I like her.
Yeah.
And same goes with the very first introduction of her.
All right.
But yeah, I think that's just kind of overall just, I don't know, voodoo?
Yeah.
Why did I say voodoo? I don't know. All right. But now we're gonna bump it up.
Bump it up?
We're gonna
bump it.
Bump it, fist it, rock it.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Heavy metal, boys.
Yes, sir.
My next favorite character would probably have to be... Oh, what was it? It's Joker.
Joker?
It's Joker. My favorite thing about Joker is the fact that, like, consistently, he's crazy. He's a little wacky boy, you know?
I'd say a little bit, yeah.
He's crazy, he's wacky, but he's also, like, smart.
Uh-huh.
Which has been shown in a couple of mediums. But a big part of his personality that I think is, like, that makes my Joker,
uh-huh.
is his obsession with Batman.
Yeah.
I feel like the biggest reason the biggest place this is shown is in Batman the Animated Series.
Uh-huh.
Which... where Harley Quinn was introduced for the first time, he just straight up ignores her, and it's a little bit of an abusive relationship. Not condoning it. Don't do that. That's not good for you.
No, it is not.
But, like, it shows that he's very obsessed with Batman.
Not much that the Joker does is good. So.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, no. But, yeah, no, it's a side that's really, it feels personal, every interaction he has with Batman. Not from that short espionage. We're going to stay on track here. And my third favorite character is Batman Beyond.
Oh,
Terry McGinnis. There might be a theme here.
Maybe a little
bit. There might just be. But no, I like Terry McGinnis because it's not just his personality. It's just kind of this generic angst teen
sort
of personality.
Which you could relate to a lot. I mean, just like some people. Just like
yeah, no, definitely people can relate to that. My favorite part is how, well, first of all, he has a lot more a family focus than what Bruce had. Like, Bruce focuses on family, of course, shown by 15-something Robins he's adopted over the years. But he really cares about his currently existing family. This is really shown in the reboot of the series in a comic book form, where... Spoilers!
Oh.
His mom dies!
No way.
I know.
Wow.
His mom dies. And so, like, all that's left is his brother. And in one arc of that, his brother tries to become that Robin Beyond.
Yeah.
Robin Beyond.
Yeah.
And it's just... He is so against it. It is amazing to see that he's just like, yeah, no. What I did when I was your age? That ain't it, bucko.
No, sir. No, sir.
Exactly. And so that's just kind of, like, what I really enjoy about him and all that. And also the dynamic he has with old Bruce, where he's not the smartest. He's not a dummy head, but he's not...
He's somewhere there.
Like, I think he's, like, Jason Todd.
Jason Todd.
Yes, sir.
And it's, like... I don't know. It's a very interesting dynamic I don't think I've ever seen in any other medium.
Yeah.
Except maybe... No, not even there. All right, well, we're going to jump off to my second favorite.
Wow.
Which does happen to be Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. No.
Now, this isn't inherently a comic book character.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, he does have a comic.
He does have a
canon comic that I have been following for this project. So.
Might be one of his favorite characters, too.
You might be hearing that pretty soon, guys. Yeah,
but I do enjoy him, because with some of the newer comics, we see just this different side of Vader and how he struggles with more of just everything in general. Also, this was one of my sources I had to do for this. Okay. Jedi Fallen Order.
Good game.
Spoilers again.
Oh, watch out.
The ending sequence.
Oh, I don't know this one yet.
Do you not? Okay. Well, Ian, you cover your ears while I explain this. And we're not going to make you review this part in editing. It's just the giant... It's not even a fight with Vader. You're running from Vader while he's just tearing this base apart just to kill you. And it's insane. Cade, he's good now.
And it's just... Do you hear any of that?
No.
It's mainly just because he's just really... He has this right combination of cool and also... surprisingly human once you go into the lore. All right. And now my first and final and favorite statistics character of all time is Jason Todd. But not just Jason Todd. Arkham Knight Jason Todd.
So now, I don't know who Jason Todd is, so like,
explain. I will explain that. So, Jason Todd was the second Robin. I'm dying. Was the second Robin following Dick Grayson.
Yep.
And the fans really hated him because he was an angsty little boy.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Ranked up to 11. I love that you're saying, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, the fans hated him. And so DC sent out a poll. And it's like, hey, Robin got captured by the Joker. What's going to happen to him? And the fans said, we're going to kill him. And then he was dead for 20 years or something like that. You know, really long time.
Yep.
Hi, phone. Hello. And then recently, he's been brought back with the new 52 Flashpoint paradox thing. Let's see. It's very complicated, and I don't want to explain it. But he was brought back as the Red Hood under the guise of that. Spoilers. And he goes through this arc of just this is more focused on Arkham Knight, what I'm talking about now. In Arkham Knight, he goes through this arc of just pure guttural hatred for Batman. And it's on a different level than, like, say, with Scarecrow in that game. Scarecrow wants to expose Batman. He wants to show the world what Batman's like. Arkham Knight hates Batman because in Arkham Knight, Joker got a hold of him and was beating him up for, like, 2 years in some abandoned wing of Arkham City, which at this point in the game was Arkham is just not a thing anymore. And so that's going along. And he just hates Bruce at this different level that you can't have with any other characters. And so it's just pushing the boundaries of just how much hatred is that directed toward him and how misguided this is, just because, you know.
A DC Sith.
Yeah, he's a DC Sith Lord. I like that. And so, of course, that goes on. And by the end of the game, he's an anti-hero again, yada, yada. But another reason he's my favorite is because Arkham Knight looks sick.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen a picture of him, look up Arkham Knight right now. He's the coolest thing ever. And that's why he's the true villain of the game, because he looks cooler than you. All right. We're going to take a quick pause real quick so we can reshuffle. Bada bing, bada boom. Bada bing, bada boom. Right back at you.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Yeah. So, Ian, what are your top five favorite comic book characters?
Well, you see Kirk.
I don't see.
You don't see? Wow.
I wear glasses for a reason.
That's understandable. Well, you hear. Most of my characters are actually from a YouTube show. On YouTube, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But there is a comic book about most of them. Okay. One of them is...
I see.
But, yeah, you see. But anyways, wait. Jumping back in. Number five on my list is Keyleth of the Air Ashari, which is part of the Critical Role YouTube show, and they also have a Vox Machina, which is a group name, and comic book. And she is this... nature gal.
And it's from Dungeons and Dragons.
It is from Dungeons and Dragons. We are all nerds here. We are culture.
We are definitely gamers.
We are a gamer of all sorts here, okay?
Of course.
We get around. And but she is a druid, if you know what that is, nature kind of spellcaster type person.
A hippie.
A very hippie person. And she goes around medieval hippie. There you go. She goes around, and when she starts, she's not powerful at all. And as she isn't started with all of her powers, as she moves along, she gains powers and gets extremely powerful. Almost too much, I would say. But, I mean, that's the fun of it. You gain levels and you get more powerful as you go. One of my favorite things about her is that she's very clumsy, and she can't... speak well, but she has a very kind heart, and that's why I love her so much. Just moving on to number four.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, I cut you off, Kirk.
Yeah, you did. How dare you?
I know. What do you like to say?
Whoa. I don't know. I was just kind of wondering, just like, is it the power escalation that you enjoy?
I do enjoy that.
Okay.
I do like how, like, you don't get all your powers right away. You have to, like, work to get them.
Would you say it feels like the character arc fulfills the power?
And I feel like you can relate to them more as a human, because when they're lower level, you kind of like sympathize with them on some of the things.
Yeah, I also sympathize with people who have 5 HP like me.
Yeah, me too. Don't worry. All right, but moving on to number four.
Hi, Vader.
Number four is from a different show. It's from the Waffle Crew, Dice Camera Action. It's another show on YouTube. Is Paulton. He's a singer, plays the lute, a bard, and he casts spells through that, another spellcaster. And he breaks the fourth wall a lot, like you could say, like Gwenpool or Deadpool. And
or Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb.
Hey, we talked about this.
No, he has a point.
And He's just a really funny, charismatic person who will play for people's entertainment and will cast fun spells. And it's the same type of thing. You can relate to them more because he's a singer, plays music, and just funny, and you can have some good laughs and dramatic moments with him. Moving on to...
Because he's a bard.
Because he's a bard. Moving on to number three. Number three is, jump back over to Critical Role here, Vax. Vox Machina, rogue, sneaky boy, stealthy boy, edgelord.
From the shadows I come, from the shadows I will return.
Yep. But, yeah, he's a sneaky boy. He goes around, and he comes from a troubled past where he was raised in this family that didn't love him, really. Like, he's a half-elf, so an elf and a regular person got together, and his dad, which is the elf, kind of abandoned them, and they were left to live in this mud hole and of a city, and he grew up in the sewers and that type of thing with the Thieves Guild, so...
I kind of like that. Jutting in real quick. I really kind of like that idea of, like, a half-elf. Because when you think, like, elves in general, you think amazing, beautiful, and pretty. And I like the symbolism there of him, well, being raised in the sewers. I'm assuming there's something behind that.
Uh-huh. It's... yeah. Well, yeah, his father was an elf, abandoned them, and their mother died while they were growing up. And he turned to the Thieves Guild, him and his twin sister, actually, whose name is Vex. Vax and Vex.
Vaccine and Vex.
And they turned to the sewers where the Thieves Guild was held and lived off of the spoils there. And did mercenary work, did assassin work at a young age. But
the young age of 5, I was able to wield a dagger twice my size.
But yeah, I mean, it was just a
sword.
No, it's a big dagger.
Anyway, it's a cool character arc, and I really like the idea of that. Now bring it into number two. Number two is from season 2 of Critical Role, and their group name is the Mighty Nine. And, yep, Kirk knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about this time.
And I really like, it's the same person that played Vax, but he's playing Caleb, which is a human wizard. And he's very, like, a dirty, doesn't shower a lot, longer hair, long greasy hair, and then, and he was also raised up like an urchin, but he didn't steal. He more kind of just begged and that type of thing, that type of situation. He didn't grow up with much, and he just has a great personality to him. He doesn't trust very easily, but he's very funny at the same time. Whenever he has, like, gold pieces, per se, he always, like, counts them out singly. He's like, 1, 2. Because he wants to...
Yeah. He's making sure that no one else stole his cash.
Exactly. And I can relate to him on that level because he's very introverted and he's very non-social. And, yeah.
I don't see you as an introvert, but...
I see him as a gremlin.
But anyways, moving on to numero uno, number one.
The big kahuna.
Jump back to season 1 of Critical Role again. There's this interesting lad, half-giant, named Grog Strongja. Grog Strongja, yes sir. He is a barbarian by day and a barbarian by night.
A barbarian. No, he's a barbarian and, by night.
Barbarian.
he's very non-intelligent, and he's a very funny guy, and it's just the way he's kind of develops. He, like, learns how to read throughout his story arc, and eventually gets very powerful. He's a very strong guy. He's like, I mean, he's a half giant, so he's innately strong, but he gets strong in other ways as he moves on up through the levels. And
please Please tell me he gets magic powers.
He does not get magic powers, but he does have like magic.
Beard.
He does grow a beard.
That's all the strength you need.
He does get magic items, and one of these magic items is like a deck of many things, right?
Oh, God, a deck of many things.
If you know, you know. But yeah, that's my top five. All
right.
And we're going to take a little break here.
Yeah.
So see you soon.
Slurp juice. All right, guys. So, welcome back for the third time.
We're the third time. Yes,
it's the third time. Yep, third. You guys will see that in the bloopers if I actually do that this time.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. We can count. And finally, we have best boy, Cade Jarl of Irondale.
Jarl.
Coming at you with his top five favorite comic book characters.
My top five favorite comic book characters, yes.
Yeah, dude.
I'm coming at you with number five.
Oh, yeah.
Number five is known to be a quote unquote anti villain.
Quote unquote.
Wait. Anti villain, anti hero, same thing.
Is that this? Okay.
And,
I don't feel like that's the same.
And I don't. Well, I don't know. It's just anti hero. You know, according to the new movie, Venom. Specifically, Eddie Brock as Venom. I think Venom is just like one of the coolest characters. I was introduced to him when I was around like 5 years old, mm-hmm. because I was a big Spider-Man fan, like everyone was.
Yeah, I also bought myself a symbiote from a random dude in an alleyway.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Me too.
And you know, it just latches on to you and is like, yo, you're my host forever now. Oh crap. Anyway.
Oopsie.
So, you know, I don't Venom is just very particular because the way that he goes around in the movies and the comics is that he goes, oh, Spider-Man, I freaking hate you, but I love you, so come here, because you're my perfect host.
That sounds like an abusive relationship / clingy girlfriend. Ah!
Anyways.
We really touched the heart of the fortune cookie in that one.
Anyways, I think Venom is just, you know... A very... Why do you guys have to do this on my turn?
A Rubik's Cube just exploded!
Ian, get back over here right now.
I'll edit that. Continue, Cade.
Okay. So, yeah, that's, you know, basically all I like about Venom. I just think he's very cool.
I can see that.
And he's just a brute force not to be reckoned with, so.
Can't reckon with him.
Yep.
So, I'm going to go to my number four, I think. Number four has to be the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah?
Oh my god. Put it down. Let me finish up so we can play freaking Smash.
I'm not doing it. I'm not saying anything. You can keep talking.
Okay, let's continue.
You're so distracting.
Anyways, back to it.
So,
I'm going to have to edit this so much to make it cohesive.
So, really...
The Ultimate Spider-Man, you said?
Just any Spider-Man.
Okay.
I think Spider-Man is one of the greatest heroes, because he's just a...
Okay, Max.
You know, I'm not Max, but I do like Spider-Man a lot. He is a teenager, usually, that a lot of, you know, teens can relate with, and he has his own struggles and his own battles, even if he is, you know, superhuman. So, even being superhuman can't always fix your problems.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to go through life like everyone else can or does. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I like Spider-Man so much is because of his age and the way he handles things. He also has a lot of comic relief when it comes to
that's true.
Battling.
Yeah, not so much in the movies, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but a lot in the games and comics.
Oh my god, the games are so good.
So, I'd say I'm going to go up to my number 3 now.
Yep, 3.
My third favorite is Batman. Just normal Bruce Wayne strolling through the streets of Gotham on the rooftops.
Power walking his way into your house. Because, right. Old buddy, your dad stole some loot.
I think he's just... He has a lot of meaning behind him underneath the mask as well, because he might be, a big emo boy, but at the same time,
he never left his emo face.
He
oh my gosh,
definitely swore vengeance basically to the entire city of Gotham.
Can we quickly talk about how imagine if Batman came out and was like, yeah, Joe Chill killed my parents. Everyone would hate you. Everyone would hate Joe because, like, Oh boy.
So when he got his parents killed, at Zorro and the Gay Blade, that was the name of the movie they went to go see.
Yep, Zorro and the Gay Blade.
Yep, and just after those events happening, Bruce just did not give up. He just did not give up for the rest of his life.
You're right.
And
that's true.
It's just the person who he was, and that's what I thought was so cool about Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to my number 2. So my number 2 is actually not a Marvel or DC or anything like that. Wow. He's actually a Black Horse comic book character.
Oh, yeah.
He's Hellboy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I've loved Hellboy for so long. And I'm going to say most of these characters like Venom, Spider-Man, Batman, Hellboy, and even my number 1 we'll get to in a second.
I see. Wonder who it could be.
I've loved them all since a very young age in my life.
Wow.
So my first experience with Hellboy was my grandpa's bringing down these just a bunch of books and comics that my uncle had, and he had these ones that were by Dark Horse, and I've never heard of Dark Horse before, and I was looking at them because it was this humanoid demon guy who was working with Christianity, and you know, just
it always comes back to Christianity at some point.
Yeah, it does.
At some point,
it's a demon. A Christian demon. He's a Christian demon.
When you break it down to the heart of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And he fights crime. He fights a lot of paranormal stuff. And I just think he's just really cool. Honestly, I just think of coolness to be my favorite. So my number 1. And speaking of cool, in my head is Darth Vader.
The Emperor.
That's a shocker.
The Emperor of Cool.
The Emperor of Cool. Yes. Not the Emperor of the Sith. But
not yet.
No, but Darth Vader has so much pain, so much anger.
So much character development.
And so much, his arc is very
awesome.
Like, it's weird to put it in the movies, but in the books,
yeah,
it's very awesome.
I love his character developments in the movie. He goes from despising sand to tolerating sand. But not the sand people.
Also, he likes
You look crap.
I don't know.
He likes killing Jedi.
I just really think that Darth Vader, he's got a lot of, he's got a lot of pain to him, so he's he really uses that to his advantage to make himself powerful, even though that's not a good thing. Don't do that.
Don't do drugs.
Crack is whack. Don't do it.
Crack is whack.
Despite all of that, he is also still good down deep in his heart.
All right.
And Luke saw that, and that's what makes Darth Vader super cool.
I think that's a good note to end this on. Ian, all right. Would you do us the honors?
All right, gamers. I know this will probably be the last episode of Gamer Couch, but I mean, if you send us the emails, hit us up, might convince us.
Belgium,
we see you.
We see you, Belgium boy. All right.
Signing off for now. Gamers. Bye.
Rise up.